This community update was brought to you by U Radio. Last week, the new fire and paramedic station in Windsor Park officially opened its doors to the public. The first thing you notice when you walk into the station is how open everything is. From the apparatus to the public entrance and large windows everywhere, it was all by design, explains Winnipeg Fire and Paramedic Service Deputy Chief Tom Wallace.
It's to invite them in to see what we do, but to work towards being part of the community that we serve. One of our attendees at the commissioning ceremony last week highlighted the fact that when our staff are working out in the fitness room upstairs, there's a school right across the street. So the kids who are on the playground can look up and see what the firefighters and paramedics are doing and perhaps see themselves in a career in emergency services.
At its core, the station reflects a shift towards localized, integrated training. It houses a multi-purpose classroom space that doubles as a meeting area, playing a key role in Winnipeg's Hazardous Material or HAZMAT response program. The station is also equipped to provide on-site HAZMAT training. Deputy Chief Wallace says this reduces the need to send crews across town to other facilities, keeping vital emergency resources closer to the community they serve. The location was also a carefully considered decision.
So years ago, when we were in the project initiation phase for this project, we had to start by identifying a location. And there was a lot of interest in that time at locating this facility closer to Lagimodier with the idea that you could quickly get north or south. But in doing some reading on best practices, we found that you really need to locate the facility and the resources where your calls for service are.
After studying the locations from which calls for medical and fire services were coming, 1083 Autumnwood Drive was chosen. Deputy Chief Wallace says that it was right in the middle of the calls, so emergency services could more safely, effectively, and efficiently respond to them.
As members of the Winnipeg Fire Paramedic Service, we are public servants first and foremost, and we want the public to know that that is our primary role, is serving the public. But again, as I say, our interest with this facility is also to be a part of the community, to be an inviting space.
Deputy Chief Wallace adds that with their classroom space, they will also be able to have public education and fire prevention staff deliver programming directly from the new facility.
I mean, if you look at this corner, we've got two schools, we've got churches here, we've got local businesses. These are all, there's a real potential there, I think, for improving service delivery.
Public visibility and support were just part of the design priorities, with efficiency the other. The hose tower also serves as a decontamination room, and an air bottle filling station helps crews refill gear without leaving their area. Fast opening bifold doors speed up response time, while clean gear storage, showers, and laundry reduce health risks. It's also the city's first building with geothermal heating and cooling, and is estimated to cut emissions by 98.6% compared to other buildings its size. These decisions are being used as a benchmark for other projects across Winnipeg.
So we have three projects that are in the planning stages right now for stations elsewhere within the city. We're taking lessons learned from this facility and feedback from our staff and the public about what they would like to see in those projects and trying to incorporate that feedback into those projects at this early phase.
The space also utilized materials from the old station, creating outdoor benches and the kitchen table from the reclaimed wood. Deputy Chief Wallace notes that this ties the past to the future and their continued commitment to serve the community. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.